to the preaching and teaching ministry of Marion Oaks Assembly of God in Ocala, Florida. We invite you to open your Bible as we join Pastor Tim McIntyre for today's message or Bible study.
Thank you for joining me. Throughout this week, I want to talk to you about the seven statements that Jesus made while he was hanging on the cross. Each of them is significant in its own way, and we're going to look at them one by one. In this video, we'll discuss the first one. It can be found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 34. After being hung on the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." This statement and the principle behind it can be summed up in one simple word that's pretty obvious, and that word is forgiveness. When Jesus is asking God to forgive them because they don't know what they're doing, who is it that he's asking forgiveness for? Is it for the soldiers who put him on the cross? Is it for Pilate who condemned him to die? Is it for the high priest Caiaphas and the religious leaders who took him through a trial and wanted to condemn him? Is it for the crowd who cried, "Crucify him, crucify him," and who at the very moment he said this were standing around the cross jeering and making fun of him and mocking him? Was it perhaps Judas, the one who betrayed him? To be honest, every single one of them needed it, and we all need forgiveness today. One thing that's always puzzled me is that Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." In what sense did they not know what they were doing? I mean, they knew what they were doing. The soldiers knew they were pounding the nails through his flesh into the cross. Pilate knew he had condemned Jesus. The religious leaders knew that they had tried him. I mean, in what sense did they not know what they were doing? I believe it was that they were not aware of the full scope of what they were doing. In fact, Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians 2:8. He talks about God and his plan and how it's fulfilled through Jesus. And he says, "None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory." You know, God can forgive people of things that they do without fully understanding the consequences and the scope of what it is. But the good news is that God forgives us of things that we know full well what we're doing, if we come to him in repentance. You know, Jesus was on the cross and he made this statement and he was willing to forgive them. But the good news is that he's also willing to forgive us. That's the very reason he went to the cross. He died to pay the price for our sins so that we could be forgiven and restored to a relationship with God. What do we need to do to receive forgiveness? Very simply, John puts it in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The Bible makes it very clear that God can and will forgive anything that we repent of. Do you need forgiveness today? Maybe you don't even have a relationship with God, and that's how it starts, is by coming to him and asking for his forgiveness, not because you're a good person, not because you can earn it or deserve it, but because of what Jesus did on the cross, dying for your sins. Maybe you already have that relationship and you need forgiveness today because you've given into temptation, you've sinned, you've failed God in some way. God will forgive you as you come to him. Repent. Ask him to forgive you, and he will. But you know what? There's another aspect to that, to this principle, this concept that we need to consider before we finish. And that is, not only do we need forgiveness, but sometimes, maybe even many times, we need to forgive other people. You know, Jesus's statement from the cross lets us know that God will forgive us, but it also sets an example for us. We need to forgive those who hurt us. Jesus had taught during his ministry in Luke chapter 6, verses 27 and 28, 35 and 36, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you, love your enemies and do good. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and to the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." You know, it's not easy, But God asks us to forgive others as he has forgiven us. And we need to do it not only for their sake, but for ours. When we refuse to forgive someone who's hurt us, it causes us more problems than it does them. The anger, the bitterness, the frustration can be terrible. We need to be set free from that. In fact, you know what? Forgiveness just brings freedom. By asking for forgiveness that we need, we can be free from guilt. And by forgiving others, we can be free from anger and bitterness and all that other stuff that builds up inside us when we're holding on to something. So I encourage you, if you need forgiveness from God, ask him. A side issue, if you need forgiveness from someone else, ask them. And if you need to forgive someone else, forgive them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for forgiveness. It's hard to give, but Lord, we all so desperately need it. And Father, we thank you that you forgive us when we come to you and we repent. Father, cleanse us afresh and anew today. Forgive us of our sins. Restore our relationship to you in the best way possible and help us to live a life pleasing to you. And Father, even though it can be very, very difficult, help us to forgive others. Pray especially for those that are carrying a lot of burden, Lord, a lot of pain and maybe anger and bitterness because of something that was done to them. Help them to let it go, Lord God, not just for the other person's sake, maybe not even for the other person's sake, but for their own sake. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to today's message or Bible study. For more information, please contact us at area code 352-347-3001 or visit us online. If you are interested in supporting this ministry, go to our website and click on the online giving tab. Our website address is www.marianoaksag.org.